Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Drafting Tables Ilzaka, New England IPA. Now, I did put this on in Untappd, and I did see that I did review this in 2020. Now, this is 2024, so we're still going to review it. It is a different label because usually, most of the time, I can remember just by label what I've had. And they did change up the label because it doesn't look the same. So we're going to re-review this. So this was $3.79. Ilzaka hops, Eldorado hops are the two in here. And since I read this, bright tropical fruits and citrus flavors, 6.4% ABV. Enjoy fresh from a glass. Keep cold. Do not age, contains wheat. Who would age a New England IPA? I don't know. Packaged on 10/10/2023. So 3 months old. Not even 3 months old yet. So let's go ahead and get this open. I did not look. I just looked at my score. My score was a 4. I did not look to see what I said about it. So we'll see if my palate's changed over the years. Sometimes it's good to do this. I try not to review beers like this again, just because there's 10 million other ones out there that I can review. But overall, whatever. So since I saw this, it looks like bitterness scale is it 2.5? Yeah. Okay. 2.5 out of 5. Bitterness units per them. So back to the beer. Off-white colored head. It's got a little yellow to it. Pretty thick head, pretty much all small bubbles, almost a finger of head. Color, I would say a little less than medium haze, as I can make out the light box and I can see the bottom of the light box. More on the citrus side than that milky orange or milky yellow color. I think you guys would agree with me on that. Good bubble level. This glass is etched, but carbonation looks fine. Let's go ahead and smell. A little dankness, like sweet dankness, I pick up at the beginning. Fruit. I would probably go with mango, like a sweeter mango, dank sweeter mango coming through. In the back, orange citrus. I wouldn't say like orange rind citrus. I would say more the meaty part of an orange, like a juicy orange coming through. Yeah, I'm picking up that dankness, sweeter dankness. I wish I wouldn't have saw those, the IBUs or the 2.5 on there. It smells like it's a lot more on the sweeter side than it does the bitter side. Like even from the smell, it's almost like, okay, where's the bitterness to help cut that? I would rather have my beers bitter than sweeter, but we're gonna have to taste it. But yeah, I would say that sweeter fruity mango, dank mango sticks out the most than that sweet orange is what I get. Let's go ahead and taste. Mouth feels fine, medium body. I think it falls kind of short on the taste. Lower level of fruit, almost like a, I don't want to say a bad fruit, but like a fruit that looks juicy and that's kind of bland is what I'm getting. Like very watered down, generic citrus, generic fruit. I think if anything, I'm going to keep it. Like generic fruit and citrus with a little bit of citrus rind in the back. Just a little. But there's not very much sweetness to the beer either. D- there's a little bit. Yeah, to me, it's a bland fruit citrus. Like, I don't want to say watered down because it's not like that mango's coming out or that pineapple's coming out and then it's like cut with water. If you kind of compare it to a seltzer, like a pineapple seltzer, that is different than what I'm getting here. It's just like bland. Let's see if adding the rest of this will help any. Because I almost want to say like a hop water with bitterness. Like I'm getting the bitterness. Yeah, perceived bitterness is probably 30, 35. Something like that in my mind. Maybe it's climbing a little. But bland. Let's see if that helped it. There is stuff floating in there. It is a little hazier now with the rest of that in there. I would go medium haze. I can't make out the light box. Like, I can see it shining, but I definitely can't make it out like I did before. Bland. Yeah. It's like that. I'm actually going to go a 3.5 on this one. I would drink it if I went to somebody's house and they gave it to me, but where's the taste? What did I say? Bright tropical fruit and citrus flavors. I'm not really getting them. Bland, tropical fruit. It's almost like grainy. Like a grainy tropical citrus fruit with some bitterness in the back. That kind of stays back there. But yeah, 3.5 out of 5. Let's see what others are saying. So 8 of my friends have chucked it in 3.97. It's carbed. A little over 850 people, 3.94. So I'm a little bit lower. Citrusy, hazy, tropical fruit, mango. So I get that mango in the smell. Let's see. So somebody had this in April and gave it a 4. No Jinx gave it a 4 in April also. Sweet, juicy, citrus, tropical fruit. I don't get it. Nice bitterness on the finish. I get that. Pretty flavorful for a lower ABV hazy. Yeah. Maybe since, I mean, I know that says 10. Yeah, package 10, 2023. But none of my friends have had it since April of 2023. So maybe this is a different batch. I could check everybody and just see 3.75. Just had it a couple days ago. 3.75, 3.5, 4.25. They had it on draft. 4.25. Had it at drafting table. So, yeah, it's kind of all over. If you've had a new batch, leave a comment down below. Tell me what you think about it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.